So which other words do you feel more comfortable using now that since Alar is there? Schlafgut is one.
Schlafgut. Milch.
Milch, yeah.
See, I still know I'm saying it off. So Milch.
Well, at least you're doing better than at the proposal. Let's do Milch.
That, the M word, and Dunkeln. I know I'm saying wrong, so I'm hesitant to use it. And I keep saying Milch, but I know I'm saying it wrong. Milch, I don't care because I make... Hear me out. Milch, I don't care because I'm making it so often.
Yeah.
Dunkeln, I will avoid saying it because...
I'm Dunkeln.
I know I'm botching it. My
Which
ear's
tight. Yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
Buttling, I'm trying to explain to you.
Yes.
You're asking me what words I interact with.
Mm-hmm.
I avoid that word because I know I'm not even close to pronouncing it right. Pulsed, even still hesitant. If you'll notice, my tone will go down when I'm...
When insecure.
Toast. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, sadly, I think that's it. I'm happy using the greetings, you know. Guten Nacht, Guten Abend, Guten Morgen. I feel confident with those.
Tschüss.
Huh?
Tschüss.
Tschüss, yeah. Use that. But with Ella specifically, it's more than nine. I think nine has replaced
nine.
No at this point.
that's right.
Dad is angry if I'm saying nine.
Yeah. That's one thing I noticed too with Ella. So I think she's made a huge leap in terms of language development over the past 2 months. Like she responds back to me in German more often now. She talks to you in English. Kind of prime example last time when you asked her, "Hey Ella, are you tired?" And she goes, "No, müde."
Last night she was translating the poopy book.
That's right, the
languages.
Potty book, yes. That's true.
Yeah. She gets it.
Yeah, she gets it. Wait, what was my point now? Oh, yeah, and but I feel with Ella, when I scold her in German, it doesn't have the same impact as when I scold her in English.
Yeah, because it's mom's getting rattled.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. That's, I think maybe psychologically that's why I'm saying nine.
Yeah, probably.
It's like
that's
no
a good
nonsense,
point.
Ella.
I'm switching languages now. I'm serious.
It's like busting out the Ella Kamiley Laughlin.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, I really don't use a lot of Deutsch with her.
Get it, my friend.
Yes. Can we get some calamari?
Mm-hmm.
Calamari,
yes?
Fine.
Yes, please.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'll leave one menu here.
Thank you.
Any menu want to add to that order?
Yeah, I notice you read sometimes with to her.
Yeah, that's my... trying to whittle in some practice time.
Still no Swanies?
I gotta be honest with you. I think maybe if I wasn't so committed to trying to do my job better, I might like consciously sit there and try to learn German more. But unless it's thrown in my face, I view it as work, and then I don't want to do it when I come home because I'm working so hard.
Yeah, that's, I understand.
You know, there's a brief times where you would sit there and say something in English, say something in German. I know that's extra work for you. That's why I never push it. But those were the times where I was absorbing German more than others.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
And even I pick up with you every now and then, too, because you're translating the book that we're reading or whatever. But a lot of times at that moment, I don't want to work more.
Yeah, I understand. I agree. That was actually funny last night when we read The Good Night Train in kind of both languages. So.
I liked it. I got to work on your sound effects, but I'm like sitting there pointing. It says hush, hush, and you're saying choo choo. It's like, no, this is when it gets quiet. What's wrong?
Excuse me. Yeah, okay. So,
and then, so here's the funny thing. I'm sitting here holding the book.
Yeah.
No, it's hush, hush, it's hush, hush. And I'm tired, man. And I'm forgetting. Your head's over here.
Yeah, I can see it.
Veronica.